And welcome, everybody, to episode 654 of RP Grinders. I am your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
I should have eaten something before the show.
Well, I was good, because I found out we weren't having a show this morning, so I called tons of people, I set up a party, I paid strippers, and I don't think I can get the deposit back, Frank. A kegerator was coming, like, and then you're like, well, we're having a show. So I had to call the people, cancel it, and they said I was going to get my money back on the stuff, but I don't know. I don't think I'm going to get the deposit
back.
I tell you what, Break,
I will reach into the coffers of the RP Grinders millions, and I will send you cash through the mail. How about that to make up for it?
Well, that's cool. That'll right. work.
Just feel free to just wait by the mailbox for it. It'll be there. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Should I do that right now? Or?
No. If you want to, you can wait out there. That's fine. Snail mail. You know how snail mail it is. It takes a while. So, you know, that's how it is. But there you go.
I'm patient. It's
fine. Okay. Right on. Just wait right on out there. Okay. We got a quick show for you guys today. We're going to try to do this as quick as possible. I got to jet out here earlier. We do want to get to the tournament and all that stuff. So without further ado, why do we not do the news?
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you are up.
Okay, we've got a release date for a game called Disciples Liberated. And it's coming out, hold on, this link broke. This is a broken link. I don't know how that got there. So, let me go find it, and you can start with the other one.
We're having all kinds of problems today. I'll go ahead and read the next one, then, since he's working on it. Coming to us live from RPG Site. Murder Mystery Card Battler RPG. The what? Huh? Murder Mystery Card Battler RPG. That is, wow, okay. The Magister launches on September 2nd for Nintendo Switch and PC, September 3rd for Xbox One. I wonder why there's a day off on the release. Publisher is Digerty and developer is Nerd Duke.
Digerati. Yeah, Digerati. Okay.
Magister was originally announced for release in 2020 before it was delayed into 2021, like a lot of games. The latest game from the developer, Nerduk, the Magister puts players in the role of a Magister agents assigned to enforce the rule of law in a far-flung provinces of the Empire, who is dispatched to a remote village of Silverhurst to investigate a murder. Wow, I need to know more about this game, because that's a weird combination of things I just read.
Not really, because the murder mystery is the story. Card battling is the combat interface.
It's just a weird mixture, I would say, more than anything.
Yeah. Thank you, Frank.
Yeah. I mean, you know, articulation is my game, Breakman. You know how it is, you know. So, I don't know. The art style looks cool. I'm not into the card battling thing, but it might be pretty decent. So, what do you think, Eric? You down to play that?
Maybe.
All right. Can you do the next story, Eric?
Yes. Disciples Liberation is launching on October 21st for PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox Series S, X, Xbox One, and PC. It's going to launch at
Eric,
40.
The next story, the Magister.
I was supposed to do the first one, so I'm doing the first one.
He already did the first one for you, man.
No, so I did the second one. He was doing the first one.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm all mixed up.
Frank.
Go ahead. Fuck.
Sorry, Frank. Guys.
It's all right. It's all good.
The game will be priced at $40. PC pre-orders only available, or currently are currently available with a 10% off discount. Why only them? But whatever. It looks kind of neat. Like a Diablo game, I guess.
Okay.
It's this picture. This looks more like a Baldur's Gate type of deal.
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to look at the trailer. I was kind of in a hurry, but
It says strategy RPG, but I don't know. Those pictures don't really show it.
And that, I mean, it doesn't. I mean, yeah, it does look like more of a Diablo type thing, which is, I guess, okay. But maybe strategy Diablo. This is a game for Breakman. I think Breakman might enjoy this quite a bit. Actually.
Strategy Diablo. Sure, why not? I'd try it.
Yeah, yeah. Why not? Okay, we done, Eric?
Yeah.
All right. Next story comes to us from. God, man, my links. Okay, comes to us from RPGsite.net. Adventure RPG Eastward launches on September 6th for Nintendo Switch and PC. It'll be priced at £21.99, £24.99 American dollars, and €24.99. Originally announced in 2018 for PC, with the Switch version announced in 2019. Went quiet until it suddenly reemerged with gameplay and details. There's a trailer. I'm playing it right now. I'm stalling for time, a la Breakman, because he's like kind of the master at that. I know you guys know that. But it's from publisher Chucklefish and developer Pixpil. P-I-X-P-I-L. But it's got a very kind of minimalist art style, I guess is the best way to put it, but kind of cool. I don't know what kind of game it says adventure RPG. I guess it's sort of like, it looks like a Game Boy Advance, like, you know, kind of art style to it. I guess it looks kind of cool so far from what I see from the trailer, and that's about it. That's about all I can tell you for right now, unless you guys want to know more about the story, which they don't say too much here. So there you go.
Let me guess, there's an adventure and there's monsters to kill and treasure to find.
All I know is it's a Shanghai-based indie developer, so there's that. In the near future, society is starting to collapse, and the human population is at an all-time low. Deadly toxic present has spread across the land, destroying and devouring everything in its path. Escape a subterranean society and join Eastward's unlikely duo on an exciting adventure to the land above. So there you go. I mean, that sounds kind of unique. Looks okay. Not a lot of info on it right now, so... There you go. All right. Eric, next story, please.
Next story is... this is a garden story, right?
Yep. You got it.
Okay. Anyways, the action-adventure RPG Garden Story is now available for Nintendo Switch and PC. This, along with six other games, were, like, stealth-released. One of them being Axiom Verge 2.
Oh, wow. But, Axiom Verge 1 was fantastic.
But which makes it hard to get review code for, because you can't know in advance unless you have insider info.
Yeah.
Because you have a tight relationship with the development person.
Yeah. What's up with Nintendo lately? They've been doing a lot of different things, like the sale on games, for instance, and stealth releasing a bunch of multiplayer games or a bunch of games, and then their push for multiplayer. They seem they're acting different this year.
Hey, breaking news, guys. Droop Dog is in chat.
Anyways, the game is priced at $20. It looks cute, but yeah. I'll have to look into whether or not I'll have time to ask for a review code, because I do have a PR thing for it.
Yeah. Contact. It does look cool. Kind of cute, like what Eric said, so might be worth playing. I don't know if I want to pay the $20. I'll wait till it's like 10 or 5. You know me, I'm a cheapo. All right, anything else on that, Eric? Yeah, see, no. Breakman agrees. All right, next up comes to us from RPG Site.
RPG Site. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, you're reading it. Okay. I thought you were going to me.
No. Pixel art deck building roguelike RPG Loop Hero, coming to Nintendo Switch in 2021. So that doesn't give them a lot of time. So later this year sometime, apparently. It originally released for PC in March 2021. Went on to sell 500,000 copies in its first week of sale. Wow, that's a big number for PC, right? For a little game like this. So it's coming to the Switch in 2021. It says, the Lich has thrown the world into a timeless loop and plunged its inhabitants into ever-ending chaos. Wield an expanding deck of mystical cards to place enemies, buildings, and terrain along each unique expedition loop for the brave hero. So that's all I got on that. Looks cool, but it's a card game. I don't know. From Devolver Digital and developer Four Quarters. So That's all the info I got. All right, Eric, what you got?
Undernauts, Labyrinth of Yomi has got a release date, and it's coming out October 28th for PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. 2022 for PS5, so you can play the PC PS4 version backwards compatibly, but you won't receive the improved load times.
Yeah, it's
you'll just get the best the game will run at on an SSD, but yeah. Whatever.
I tried to play the trailer, but apparently it's age restricted, so it must be a mature title. So
I'm wondering if the PS5 version will be a free upgrade for those who get the PS4 version.
Yeah. Hey, Breakman, you want to do the Darksiders announcement?
Sure. Coming to us live from RPG site, Darksiders 3 launches from Nintendo Switch on September 30th. The game will be available for €39.99, American dollars.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that was supposed
it's
to
okay.
be the one.
It's all good.
It's all right. £34.99, and there's a bit story on the Darksiders. I think we've right. already read that.
Yeah, we've already read that.
Reading something,
yeah.
I got lost.
It's all right. It happens. No worries.
The bigger... I forget which one of the... Oh, you're Fury, and you're heading off to kill the seven deadly sins.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Netflix characters have to do with this game, but for some reason she's after them.
Exactly. From what I remember, this is the weakest entry of the Darksiders series, but I think that's a bad price point. I mean, that's the Nintendo tax right there. I think that's a
what,
little...
Is it like $50 or something?
No, it's like 40.
It's 40.
Like $40.
Well, if it follows the same track as the other two games, it's going to be discounted quickly.
I hope so, because, man, that's...
But I wouldn't play... I don't think I'd want to play this game on the Switch anyways, because all the Switch versions of these games play at 30. But at least they're solid 30, so I'm not so sure about this one, though. This one might be... It has dips.
Yeah, yeah. All right. No Homie
Disc... The other two are based on PS3 games, and this one's based on a... PS4 game.
Yeah. All right. No Homie discounts this week. Break. Should I hit your music?
Actually, there's one going on. It's for the last, I think, 5 days.
Okay.
Best Buy has been having a $10 a day game sale.
Ooh.
So the first four games are already gone. Today's game is Far Cry 5. It's $10.
They've all been uninteresting except for the Mario and Rabbids Battle game.
Yeah, that's the thing. They have been disappointing. I'm hoping the last five will be better than what we've got.
Well, that's pretty
so
good.
Far
Cry.
Another thing about Darksiders 3, it's available as a Games with Gold game, so you can pick that up if you've got an Xbox.
Hey, there you go. That's a good homie discount, too. All right, so... Far Cry 4, you said?
5.
Oh, 5. Shit, that's a good deal, man. It's a really good deal.
$10.
Yeah, not
and
bad.
And this will be until, I think, 1 a.m. Eastern time.
I mean, I heard that 5 wasn't as good as 3 and 4 in Primal, but...
I've heard it, too.
It's
still
worth
it.
At least $10.
It's worth $10, I would say. All right, Breakman, should I hit your music?
Oh, you know what? I haven't even checked Twitter. I didn't see anything earlier, but let me look right in this moment and ramble on a little bit while I check Twitter and see if I can find anything.
I think everybody enjoys.
Just mostly people arguing with me or agreeing with me on some things I was bitching about online this week.
Ah, there you go. You're working on getting the RP Grinders account.
I love getting blocked by people who call other people snowflakes. Really?
Oh, man, I got to see those battles. I haven't checked them out lately, man, but I've seen a few of them. I've seen a few of them for sure. Okay.
I had one guy block me after I just questioned him on what he said, and he's like, I'm like, block. What? I just didn't get the okay.
That's whatever. A true snowflake right there, man. All right, here we go, guys.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Breakman.
Still Dungeons 3. The one DLC pack is really long. It's a lot bigger than the other ones. It was $10, though, instead of 5, but it's been worth it. It's a good game. It's
all
a lot
right.
of fun.
Cool. Anything else?
Still playing the Breath of the Wild every once in a while. I get a chance to play it. I need to play it more. I've just been busy with stupid shit. Let me see. I was playing earlier today because it's on sale on the Nintendo eShop. Among Us is on sale for $4 now.
Oh,
I can kind of give a like a slight comparison between the mobile version and the Switch version.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear it, but go right ahead. I'm kidding. Go ahead, Breakman. what's the comparison?
Okay, well, I like the game a lot. I've talked about it mm-hmm. several times about mm-hmm. how you can trick people, and it's all about trying to find who's the killer or who the two three saboteurs are versus who the people who are trying to save the ship are. And you get in the chat and you can argue and deflect and do stuff like that. And that's where I think that the biggest differences with the two games are. The Switch version is easier to control because the mobile phone is in it's a mobile phone.
Uh-huh.
The movement controls aren't as precise as they are in a joystick.
Right.
Or a D-pad. Just they aren't. Whereas the mobile phone version is actually better with the conversations and the trial portion of the game, trying to convince others that you're not guilty and it was somebody else, or that you saw a murder happen, or you uh-huh. found a dead body, stuff like that. Because it's easier to type on the phone, honestly.
Right.
Other than that, they're the exact same game. They're both fun. So I don't think you can go wrong either one. It just depends on how you prefer to play it. But the other big difference is the one's free. Mobile phone free. The Switch version's on sale for $4 right now. I don't know how much it is regularly. But mobile phone version, just if you wanted to try it out, you should just download it.
If I know Nintendo, it's probably like $50.
Yikes. No.
Yikes.
It's probably closer to 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not talking about Square here.
Oh, shit. Sorry. I mistook that for Square. All right. Anything else you've been playing?
I can think of.
All right. It's weird that you mentioned Breath of the Wild because I finally picked it up. Well, I've had it, but I finally messed around a little bit with it, going through the beginning there, and it's nice. I mean, how else can you put it? It's nice. Good game. Anything you can see?
There's
just so
much distraction with the game. I'm nowhere in it because I keep like, ooh, what's this over here?
Yep.
Oh,
I know.
I found this giant monster, and I can't beat him right now, but with enough arrows, I found a good spot to beat the shit out of that motherfucker.
Yep.
I'm going right back to kick his ass.
That game's wonderful in that way, man. You can just go straight to the end if you want and try to beat the game, but... you definitely got to do a lot of stuff.
No, I'm not going to be able to do that because I've got, 4 hearts, I think, right now. And any fight I've gotten in with, like, a large character, it's like, one hit, you're dead. I'm like...
Break, just watch a speed run of that game. It'll blow your mind, dude.
No, I don't like watching speed runs. They make me feel inadequate.
I know, man.
You need to improve some armor.
Yeah.
I need some... they made me want to go buy a Game Genie or something.
I know. All right, Eric, what you been playing, man?
Just more... Great Ace Attorney 2 and Dark Souls 3.
Oh, okay.
I finished my mage run and I started my strength run. And I finished that. So I'm probably just going to keep working at getting all the max gamer score for that version of the game.
That's awesome. Yeah, shit armor for sure. And Breath of the Wild. Alright.
That's the only real way to mitigate damage. I mean, you can get, like, max hearts, but you'll still take, like, the same amount of damage, whether or not you have the same, 420 hearts or whatever.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Let's move on to...
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Eric, I didn't see any reviews for you. Break, did you have a review?
I had a review, but I was holding it off.
Oh, gotcha.
Because I want to cover all of these shows that have similar themes to each other, because they're all about... One show is about making anime, another show is about making anime, but it's done from a different perspective. The other show is about making games...
Okay.
And the other one's a movie based on the previous one I just mentioned.
Okay.
And it's about making an anime movie as opposed to a series.
Gotcha. All right. Well, we'll hold off on that. Breakman, any reviews? Do we lose Breakman?
Uh-oh.
We might have lost Breakman. Oh, well. We'll get him back. No, he's muted, so he's probably, like, beating up a cat or getting scratched by a cat or something like that.
Breakman. I was actually, somebody had something for me. What happened?
Oh, yeah, that's an excuse.
Did the squirrel alert alarm went off?
You were drinking beer, weren't you? That's what it was.
So
you were on
a
beer
run. That party and he's just coming.
Ah, that's right. The strippers arrived. That's what happened.
I told you I couldn't get my deposit back. What was I supposed to do?
do you have any reviews, Break?
No. I guess I could review Among Us. I kind of just did.
You did it already.
I mean, cool. It's a fun game. I recommend it. Try it out. It's free on the mobile phone.
Yeah. All right.
And if you like it, buy it on Switch so you can get my friend code and play with me.
Why? So you could beat me at that game too, Breakman? Jeez, man. I mean.
We'll see. We could probably work together and stuff like that. Like, I've seen people do that. Like, that's. I have yet to work with anybody.
Oh, maybe I'll buy that game just for that. I've never played that game, but it looks really fun, Break.
You should try it on the mobile. I think we can play together on the mobile.
Yeah, all right. Well, maybe. Okay. I hate
playing. I'm going to open it up and see if there's, like, you need a friend. Code or something,
okay.
Maybe.
All right.
You need like each. You can start a map and there. You can put a code in for the map. So you can always do that.
Okay. All right. I'll think about that. All right. I just don't like mobile gaming much at all. But that might be a little exception that
I
make.
It's basically if you're on the side of good, you're just doing little mini games as you walk around the ship and try and figure out who the killer is. Well, the killer's trying to walk around trying to figure out how he can get away with murdering everybody and sabotaging shit.
I've seen both scenarios where it's really fun to watch the killer work, and it's really fun like the paranoia, and you know, it's just really fun. It's like a fun version of The Thing, you know. It's like
you never want to be alone with one person at any time.
Yeah,
and there's sometimes I can kind of tell like who is the killer, just kind of how they act. Just trying to avoid them. And yeah, like the last game I was playing, I could tell it was Blue, but I couldn't get the fuck away from him because he fainted and he came in the room I was in to hide, and I'm like, oh shit.
Freak
like,
says
I knew it was him. I was trying to avoid him.
Dungeons in chat. What is up, Dungeon Buster? You didn't ninja me this week, man. Freak says I watched Suicide Squad 2 this weekend and liked it. I haven't seen it yet. I really want to watch it.
I haven't watched any of them.
Here we go. Oh, the first one's bad. First one's okay. Second one is heard pretty good, but you know, whatever. Okay, Dungeon is in there. Ha ha, Dungeon. I caught you before you even commented. All right. I want to review a movie called Till Death. It stars Megan Fox, and she was actually good in this movie. It's a suspenseful movie. The first 20 minutes or so, 20, 25 minutes, you're like, this movie is kind of boring. You don't know what the hell's going on. Something happens, and from that something, that movie takes off, man. I love it. I think I don't want to ruin not 1 minute of this movie. Just understand that Megan Fox has all the odds stacked against her, and it's a tense battle for her life. Let's just put it that way. I'm giving this movie a solid 8 out of 10. I think you guys should watch it. It's really, really good.
Have you seen Jennifer's Body?
Yes, I have. I kind of like that movie. Okay.
Here's the thing with the first Suicide Squad movie. I think the real reason it's so bad is because they secretly wanted to slide a mummy sequel into the movie because it's about that.
Yeah, well, that and also the directors
did Suicide Squad come out before the Tom Cruise mummy movie came out?
No, it came out after.
After?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so they basically just tried to do that again. That's why it failed.
Yeah. Okay. What was I saying? I'm going to do a semi-quasi review of Long Halloween Part 2, Batman. I'm not going to spoil anything. Don't worry. The reason I'm only going to do partial reviews is because I fell asleep during the second half. Not because it was bad. It actually was a lot better.
Because you're tired.
I was really tired, man.
He's
been
the old man tired.
No, fuck you, Eric. You son of a bitch. It was really good. I mean, it was a lot better than the first one. So from what I saw, I'm gonna have to watch the rest of it. But so far, I would give it a solid 7.5 out of 10. I was disappointed with the first. Part, but the second part is definitely better, so there's that. All right, let's move on to
What is it?
Stinko of the week.
Weiland says, I've seen Long Halloween Part 2 twice. Yeah, it's pretty good, Weiland, from what I saw. I'm going to have to watch it again. I rented it from the Redbox. Freak says he was stoned, and that is correct. We've had a long week, Bernie says. Yes, we have.
There's never been a movie I wanted to watch immediately again after seeing it that time.
Oh, there's been a few movies like that.
There's a long period of time that goes happens between the second viewing and the first.
Yeah,
for
me. That's true mostly, but there are a few movies that I'm like, God, I got to see this again. All right. Let's see. Stinkos, Breakman, what you got?
Okay, let me see here. I was just looking at the old Stinkos, and COVID Spikes is on there, so I might as well go ahead and say that one still, because God damn it, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to put that as mine as well. We might as well take a quick minute.
Something I noticed about Suicide Squad is that they have a post-credit sequence, and apparently this is a thing now, because it's happening in the DC movie, or animated films now.
Huh. Crazy. Okay. Go ahead, Breakman. COVID spikes.
Yeah. So places like Texas and Florida, they're getting hit hard, and we have hospitals at over like 95% full ICU bed capacity, and they're being filled up with lots of kids too.
That's what people don't realize.
Governors like the Texas and Florida governors fighting against any help and fighting against science, basically. And medicine and everything else, just we're never going to be rid of COVID because people make money fighting against it. Apparently,
yeah, yep, exactly. Wow, damn, Freak Five. He says, Stinko, we dropped my car off for an oil change. They found $2,000 worth of things to fix. Ugh, that's disgusting. That makes me throw up.
They always find that kind of shit when you go look at your car. Like,
can I just
no matter
get
where
the,
you go.
I know. Can I just get the damn oil change, man? Come on.
Well, we found this, and this. So you want us to go ahead and start working on those? Well, how much are they? Well, we can't really tell you until we've done the, you know,
we can't really
tell you what the price is. Oh, well, will you just put the fucking tires on my car then? So I can go.
Yeah. Tires, yeah, of all things you put tires. Yeah, the cam bolts need to be replaced, the tie rods, the axle, and the engine. You're like, what? I just came to get my damn tires fixed.
I get tires fixed. What were you looking at my engine for?
I know. okay, let's get back on point here, Breakman. COVID spikes. I'm glad I'm vaccinated, man. Like, I know there's a lot of hesitancy with the vaccinations, but... Yeah.
Like the message boards every time there's a story
also, the
about
US
something.
Also, the U.S. is apparently hoarding them all, but they aren't using them because people get them.
Yeah. What's that, Break?
But people are just lighting up with the anti-vaxxers are out in force. Like,
yeah.
I'm sick of turning on something like reading a news story and the first thing I see in the comment section, well, this is the vaccine's fault or something. Like, I saw that people were arguing that the population drops is because of the vaccine. And stuff
you got to
like
be
that.
Fucking joking. Rather than looking at the amount of people that have died via COVID and the
COVID
effects,
drug overdose, gun violence,
homelessness,
like
yeah.
No, let's blame a vaccine.
Yeah. Just, well, I mean, people.
We're never going to be rid of COVID because of this stuff. I mean, we weren't going to be rid of COVID. I'm sorry, we're not going to be rid of COVID-19
right.
because of this. The coronavirus isn't going anywhere. But.
Yeah, I think you're right, Breakman. I don't think we're going to be able to beat these variants at all. And it's sad because we're constantly going to have to get booster shots or, you know, and hopefully we don't catch it in the meantime. You know what I'm saying,
yeah.
Breakman? Like these variants are scary. Like the Delta variant, you just touched on something very important. Kids are being affected by the Delta variant. So...
And remember how people like the Republicans are saying, well, it doesn't affect kids like the original COVID-19. Like so,
it does now.
You know, we should go back to school. Like kids are immune to it.
Yeah,
stuff.
Right. So
I just saw a report of a school in Mississippi. 40% of the students got caught COVID.
Jesus Christ, man.
So they went right back to virtual.
Yep.
This is parent. This is abuse. It's like, child abuse.
Yeah.
It's like you should have known that, and then maybe this wouldn't have happened.
You know what it is, everybody? It's because parents, in their ultimate paranoia, And some of it rightfully so, because their employers are pieces of shit, are forcing them to go to work. They're worried about babysitting. How about if we get like some type of good childcare after all this fucking COVID is done, then people don't have to worry about that.
Not just that, we also have like the mothers who are like the heavy anti-vaxxers.
Yeah, that too.
They're the biggest community of anti-vaxxers is among women.
Yeah,
housewives.
Yeah. Okay, Freak says, we aren't fixing it. I will drive it until it quits working. Then we will get a used car until Mrs. Freak's car is paid off. Then I will get a new car. My kids can drive the used car. I agree, Freak 5. That's the right way to do it. Don't fix that. $2,000, man? Come on. That's a good down payment on another fucking brand new car.
Yeah, definitely. You know? That's a good point, Frank.
Yeah. I mean,
hey, they're talking about that kind of money. You could put the money towards a new car.
Yeah.
That's a good damn point. Or a slightly used car, something
like
that.
Yeah, unless you're making payments, then you have to fix it, of course. But, you know, if you're already done, like, just fucking take that $2,000, put on another fucking new car, and you're done, you know? So, all right, let's move on to happier things.
Dude, what is my
we're still on Stinkos, Frank. Nobody's even finished with Stinkos.
Oh, you weren't? Oh, I'm sorry, man.
No, go right ahead. Well, you didn't even ask Eric, or you didn't do a Stinko either.
Yeah, well, okay. I did. Eric had nothing listed. Okay. I told you mine was also COVID spikes. So
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I do actually have a couple.
Yeah,
more.
Go right ahead.
Well,
man,
if COVID doesn't kill us all, the environment probably will.
Oh, just climate.
July. Yeah. Is the hottest month in recorded record.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I know that. Here in Denver, it's been consistently 100 degrees here, Breakman, and that's never happened. Like, we've never had this high of temperatures for this long period of time, and it's awful. Even going on into August here, you know, just consistent 100 degrees, 100 degrees, 100 degrees. Like, yeah. It's crazy. Fucking and the humidity. We've never had so much humidity here in Denver, Colorado. You know what this town or this city was known for? People used to call it dusty old cow town Denver. That's what it used to be, just a dust bowl here. You know, not quite to the level of Arizona, but pretty damn close. So paid off for a while, Freak 5 says it's a 2008. Yeah, Freak 5, just take that 2000, go buy another car, man. Fuck it. Okay. We ready?
You got 2008, man. You're due for an upgrade. Like I was too. Like my car was old as shit. I was gonna drive it into the ground, but
yeah,
like yeah, it was an early 2000s model. It's time to upgrade.
Yeah, mine's a 2008 as well. Freak 5. I have a 2008 Prius, so I've had to put some money in that car, but not a ton. But you know, it is what it is. But okay.
And what I else have you one got? More stinko.
Yep.
And this goes to, I'd just like to apologize to Britain because our politics have gotten so bad they've infected that country.
Oh, boy.
The United Kingdom celebrating, they're mourning a terrible loss as they dealt with one of the worst mass shooting. They dealt with the mass shooting this week. They haven't had one in like 15 years or something like that.
Oh, boy.
But this one was a self-proclaimed incel who loved Donald Trump.
Oh, God. You gotta be joking.
Yeah. Trump has infected the world with his disease.
Now, did they catch him alive or did he kill himself?
No, he killed himself.
Yeah.
He killed his mom first. Then he killed random strangers. And then, as always, the coward killed himself.
Oh, God, man. You know who I miss in chat from Britain? Gripper. I wish Gripper would come back to chat, man. I hope Gripper's doing okay. If anybody sees Gripper around, tell him we miss him, because you know, he's over across the pond there. But that's sad, man. I mean, like, Trump of all people? Yeah. The cult has reached Great Britain. The cult of Trump has reached Great Britain. That's insane. Anything else, Break?
No, I think that's enough for
now. All right, let's move on to happier things, Breakman. What you got for your sweet old?
Oh, I got several sweetos. It's been a fun week for me.
All right.
Let me see. Let's start with one. You know Mike Lindell, Mr. Pillow guy.
Oh, God. Yeah, that stupid symposium that he did.
Yes, he had a symposium that was an absolute failure. He vowed to stay on the stage for 72 hours or something like that, but he abruptly ran away when the courts ruled that no, Dominion is not going to be able – we're not going to stop them from suing your sorry ass. You lied about their shit. They're taking you to court. So, you know, he had to drop his thing and run away from that. Fox News dropped his ass. He's having an all-around bad time.
Yeah, so he's having a stinko of a week.
Yes, it's pretty funny. He's talking about suing Fox News and stuff for what? For not having you on their show anymore?
Yeah, they're know what?
That's the one you want to tell us, buddy.
Mike Lindell is a Republican, and he knows better than anybody, and he believes in private businesses being able to do pretty much whatever the fuck they want to do. So have at it, Mike Lindell. Waste more of your stupid money, you know? Crackhead
exactly
Lindell.
His money is being wasted. If this was a politician, I'd be pissed because it's, you know, they're worse than our tax dollars.
Yeah.
But he's wasting his own money to be stupid, and he's going to end up probably broke after this is all over.
I hope
he's
so.
An idiot.
I hope the board kicks him off of his own company, too. First, you know what? The minute that Lindell gets kicked off out of his own company is the minute that I might buy a fucking MyPillow.
okay.
Freak Five says he finally got his platinum trophy for Friday the 13th. Man, that's a huge one, man. That took a while. Freak Five, good job,
platinum
man.
Platinum trophy.
Platinum for what's a platinum? I got a few of those.
No, no. I mean, what was his goal? What
did
he have to do?
What did he have to do? Possibly filed a false police report too. Weiland says, yeah, exactly. Dunn says he picked a fight with a company bigger than his. Yep, exactly.
Speaking of failures this week, let me see. Rand Paul has been kicked off of most social media. Fuck you, Facebook. I don't know why Facebook doesn't do shit about people.
Mm-hmm.
It's just fuck you, Facebook. But he's been kicked off of YouTube. Well, temporarily suspended, but the way he's going, the next thing will be banned.
Why did he get banned? See, I've been out of the loop for a bit.
He posted a video, a heavy anti-vaxxer video on YouTube.
Oh, boy. I know what the platinum – he's like, what was the last thing you needed, Freak Five? Jesus. He said platinum
is – platinum is for getting all of the trophies, so he had to get the last – so what was the last one you
that's
needed?
That's what we were – that, I think that's what you're getting at, right, Brave? Yeah. Like the last little trophy.
So you got all of them. He's playing 1,000 games as Jason. That's
wow.
What I wanted. Cool.
You know what? I'm glad I didn't play with you the other day because he would have bragged that the 1,000th time with Jason was when he, like – killed me 5 times in a session. Yeah.
Yeah, I suck at being Jason. Like, I'll get like 4 kills maybe, but I can never get everybody. And then there's always that one guy who just sits there and running around me for 20 minutes.
Oh god, that,
like,
you know,
son of a bitch.
I know you're out of I've never been able to kill anybody, let alone 4. That's a huge achievement. Jesus.
Me, I'm frustrated when I want the rest of them, goddamn it.
All right.
So back to Sweetos. So Rand Paul's not the only one who's having a bad time on social media. Marjorie Taylor Greene also had herself kicked off of Twitter for her stupidity. I think she's like a week suspension, and the next one again is her totally being banned.
Yeah.
You ever think Rand Paul just stares blankly at the wall in his house and thinks, why did I have kids, Johnny Buffet?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not Ron Paul, it's Rand Paul.
No, it's Ron Paul. He's talking about Ron. Because Rand is Ron's son. So, yeah, that's funny.
Used to be a politician, too. Fun.
Yep.
Yay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they're being punished on social media, and if they keep acting up, hopefully that means they're gone. Which is great. I mean, with all the people spreading lies. Speaking of spreading lies, OANN was also busted this week as one using a he builds swing sets, and they used him as their expert on something, on I think economics or something like that. And they was busted, find out that he is just a swing suit installer.
Oh boy. An installer of swings. That's
yes.
That's something else. That's awesome. Freak Five says
epic fail by OANN, the most terrible of all networks. I mean, they are outright Russian propaganda. They don't even try and hide it.
Another stray head. I'm sorry. Go ahead, break.
No, you can read it. I was going to read it.
Yeah. Another stray had kittens by my house. Animal control picked up 3 of them. At least they were picked up. I mean, that's cool.
And I have one more Sweeto.
Yep.
Today is Friday the 13th. You know, it's Obviously, it's Friday the 13th. There's a lot of legend of that. It's also National Left-Handed Day. It was also supposed to be the day that Trump became the president again.
You are keeping track of that, Brayton?
That's so funny.
But that didn't happen. That was another Q fail.
It's just like the 2000 apocalypse happening.
It's been a shitty week for MAGA, which makes me happy.
Yeah, I can't believe.
And there was also Trump was one of his lawyers, or he was told, or his taxes. That's what it was. He has to give up more of his taxes because he lost in court again.
Yep.
It's just been not a good week for MAGA.
It's just been, hasn't it been one L after another for Trump since he's left office, Brakeman? Like he's going through hell, whether he says it or not. Like he's,
I know, and he spins everything as a win. Like he lost the election in whatever state that was, and he was saying, "No, this is actually really good because this is what we wanted," and something like, "Wait, what?"
Yeah, you wanted to lose, so you
spin shit like this, and people still like the guy.
So
it's like Kung Fury. Winning is losing.
Yeah,
so losing is winning. Sorry,
Oh man, that's funny. Yeah, I mean, it's just if losing was my MO, I'd be a dictator by now. You know, it's like. Right. So stupid.
Filed, seven bankruptcies, for God's sakes. Got impeached twice. Lost re-election. Like, he's the biggest fucking loser.
Hey, are you left-handed, Brakeman?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so why'd you mention
that? I'm right-handed, but my dad was left-handed. I knew other people left-handed people, so I'm just...
Okay.
I heard it on the radio this morning, so for just.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if that had any significance. So there you go, man. Freak Five says, "Oh yeah, yesterday was International Day of Prayer to get rid of atheism. I survived and am still an atheist." you're living proof there, Freak Five, that the power of prayer did not work. So there you go. Let's see. Anything else? Any other sweetos, Brakeman?
No, I had enough. It's somebody else's turn.
All right, Eric, did you have any sweetos?
Not really.
Okay. I'm going to talk about mine real quick. I almost missed the show because yesterday someone invited me down to feed the homeless in Colorado Springs. So this person made 30 sandwiches. I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but and he bought two cases of water. So it was really cool to go down and help. You guys need to subscribe to his channel if you haven't already. He's an auditor. He does First Amendment audits and Second Amendment audits down in Colorado Springs. Police the Police 719. So it was really nice to get down with him and kind of connect with the homeless people in Colorado Springs and lend a helping hand. A lot of those people have mental issues, and you can tell they've been on the streets for a very long time, which obviously takes its toll physically and mentally. But they all need food.
Emotionally.
I mean, everything. They're the most vulnerable in our society, and if we can't treat them with respect and dignity, then we can't treat anybody with dignity and respect. So. I just want to.
In other words, Americans can't treat anybody with dignity.
Right, that's right. You're right, Brakeman. I mean, I've come to that conclusion, but I mean, it just takes one person to start, you know. So I thought I'd get down there and give them a helping hand. I bought a couple of boxes of Twinkies, a couple boxes of granola bars, and handed those out, to them as well, you know, because it's not just about food. Sometimes people like snacks too, like candies and stuff like that. So I thought that'd be a nice thing to do. So we went out and did that, and it was a eye-opening experience. So I suggest that if you're listening to this, which I know not a ton of people are, but we do have some outreach. If you're on about and you have a cooler, a cooler to carry around drinks and stuff, go buy some. Even if it's not just a few, six bottles of water, and just hand them out. That means
a
lot.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. And it doesn't take much to put it in your trunk. And if you see somebody in need, ask if they need a thing of water and give it to them. It's tough living out on the streets. So you don't know until you're in that position. So, you know, special pre-plug plug for 719. Really appreciate him inviting me out there to help out. So there you go.
Yeah. That actually kind of reminds me of another Stinko. Caitlyn Jenner's on a mission to get rid of the homeless in California.
I saw that, and that's disgusting. Yeah. And she has no shot at being governor, so I don't have to worry about that. But
rich people that have the power to actually do some good,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like the last people who should be saying no, this is like we gotta get rid of them and stuff like that, are the people who can actually do something to help.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It pisses me off so much.
Yeah, I know, man. It's you know, it sucks. So. All right. No funny or stupid.
Frank, were you giving your 5 cent hand jobs for free?
How dare you? How dare you, Freak Five? I'll give you a knuckle sandwich. How about that, Freak Five? Frank was feeding the homeless to cannibals. How dare you, Brickman? Son of a bitch. All right. I'm going to skip funny or stupid this week. Next week we'll have two funny or stupid. So
yeah, you do have to get that meeting.
Yeah, we're coming up against it. So let's go ahead and get to our free-for-all.
It's a free-for-all.
All right, let's get right into it. This is round two of our tournament to decide the greatest Game Boy game of all time. We're going to start up at the top here. Tetris versus Wario Land DX. Breakman, go.
It's Wario Land 2 DX.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Wario Land 2 DX.
Wario Land games are fun. They really are. But, like I've said many times, Tetris is one of the best games ever made.
All right. Eric?
I have to go with Tetris.
But there's so many other versions of Tetris I'd probably rather play than the keyboard version. So I'm going with Wario Land.
Oh man!
Well, if you had like a Game Boy right now, you would choose. I mean, you'd choose to play that instead of Tetris, okay?
Yeah. You know what? This time I'm actually going to side with Eric Breakman just because of the point that he made. Like the regular Nintendo version of Tetris was great,
but none of those would have happened if it wasn't for the Game Boy version.
Yeah, I know, but just the black and white thing, you know. I don't know.
It's
think
still one of the best versions of Tetris.
It's a good
Tetris
version.
Tetris Effect is coming out on the Switch.
I don't know if I want to do this show anymore.
How dare you, Breakman and Freak Five, you sons of bitches. I'm going with Wario Land. I know what you're saying, Breakman, but
Tetris on Game Boy wasn't first. The Tetris on the NES was.
Yeah, Tetris on the NES
and
was
Tetris
first.
Is even older than that. So.
Yeah, actually it was. It's an old computer game. But Frank also, see, prices are going up. He charged how dare you, Breakman? Jesus, you want me to exile you? Homeless can't spare a dime and they need hand jobs too. Well, feel free to donate your time, Freak Five.
Are you giving weed to the homeless?
What's that, Eric?
You give weed to the homeless too?
Did I what?
Give
weed to the homeless. I've been thinking about that, actually. It is legal to give up to an ounce of weed to the homeless or anybody. So how dare you, Breakman, you son of a bitch.
I think it's starting to storm.
Yeah. All right, let's move on here, guys, because I'm tired of talking about hand jobs to the homeless. I'm not starting that nonprofit.
Yeah. Listeners, you're missing some great fun. We're having a lot of fun in chat at
Frank's expense. It's been a pretty funny segment for you, you son of a bitch. All right. Metroid 2 Return to Samus versus Wario Land Super Mario Land 3. Eric, go.
I'm going to go with Metroid 2. I mean, sure, it's one of the weaker Metroids, but I really liked Wario Land 2 over Wario Land. I think Wario Land had a lot of issues with it. Okay. Like the fact that battery backup worked odd in that game.
Yeah. How dare you laugh at that dungeon? And let's see. How dare you, Wyland? Yeah, I think you need to donate more than time. You son of a bitch. Are your donated handies tax deductible? Freak Five! You're exiled, you son of a bitch.
And I just like the multiple ending structure of 2 versus Wario Land's because Warrior Lands was dependent on how much money you had before the end of the game. Two is choose alternate path and level.
Breakman, what say you?
I actually really like Wario 3.
Super Mario Land 3?
Super Mario Land 3, Wario. Yeah, I like it.
Again, I'm going to have to go against your will here, Breakman. I'm picking Metroid 2. Like Eric said, it's weaker, but
I'm not mad about that. I like Metroid 2.
Metroid 2 is great, man. I don't know. I don't think it's that weak, man. I think it's a good entry. So
he's saying as far as a Metroid.
Yeah,
game,
no, I know what he's saying.
The weakest of the Metroids.
Yeah, you're probably right, but still great, I think. So I'm picking Metroid 2. Do you get taxed?
Much better than that one where she's getting ordered around. Like, no. That one was ridiculous.
That was a side game.
Breakman, you're something else, man. I'm not going to read your comment. That's my punishment to you.
I really like Other M, but like its story is indefensible.
Yeah. Wyland says, do you get a tax deduction if you give it away for free? How dare you? You know what? You can get tax deductions for giving shit away, Wyland. Not that I know, you know, as far as like sexual favors or anything, but like you go to
maybe,
yeah, I mean,
in Nevada, maybe?
Nevada.
I feel like Other M was like the Rise of Skywalker version of Metroid before wow. Rise of Skywalker was even a thing.
Okay, guys, we got to move on here because I got to go run through this pretty quickly. Shantae versus Gargoyle's Quest. I'm going to pick first. Whew, this is a tough one. Gargoyle's Quest is a great game. I think Shantae is really underrated, and I think Shantae is probably top three greatest Game Boy games for me, so I'm picking Shantae. What say you, Breakman?
I like Gargoyle's Quest quite a bit. I honestly never played Shantae on the Game Boy. I played the Xbox one, which was fun, but I'm still going Gargoyle's Quest.
Golly, man, I think we've voted against each other every single one, Break. What say you, Eric? You're the tiebreaker.
I'm going to go with Gargoyle's Quest because I don't think the first Shantae was as good as its sequels. So,
and Gargoyle's Quest was one of the better Game Boy games.
Wyland said I outed myself. How dare you?
Freak has a better one for you. He said Frank tried to pay the guy who did his taxes with Handy. That's why Frank got outed.
You guys are having too much fun with that shit, man. Let's move on here. Dragon Warrior 1 and 2 versus Dragon Warrior 3. Eric, go.
Wait, 1 and 2 versus 3, huh?
No, 1/2. So it's like that dual, you know, 1/2 versus 3. Eric?
3.
Okay, Break?
Yeah, 3 is just a better game. Yeah. I mean, I like the remakes. I like that they put 1 and 2 on one cartridge and all, but third one is just a better game.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. Okay, Kirby's Dream Land 2 versus Final Fantasy Adventures. Breakman, go.
Adventure, just Adventure.
Oh, Adventure, I'm sorry.
Fantasy Adventure. I hate Final Fantasy Adventure. there are not a lot of Final Fantasy games that I really absolutely hate. Final Fantasy Adventure is high on that fucking list. Fuck Final Fantasy Adventure, Kirby all the way.
The worst Final Fantasy game I've ever played is 13. But anyways, okay.
Lightning Returns is even worse.
Yeah, so. Oh, I forgot about Lightning Returns.
I don't even think 13's that bad. It was just... It's like Jim Sterling said, it had no vision. It was just a lot of stuff thrown on a wall.
Which is the very definition of a very, very bad game, Eric.
and the narrative is absolutely atrocious.
The whole game is pretty much garbage.
That wasn't a big fan of the story, but the gameplay I thought was spectacular.
Gameplay was decent, but meh. I could feel
the gameplay. Whether or not you like 13's gameplay, all of the 13 games really. Yeah.
Dungeon
really
says I could,
especially the first two. It really depends on how interactive you want to be with the game's combat.
Yeah. Dungeon says I could feel Break throw force lining at Final Fantasy Adventure from here. All right, Eric, your choice.
I'm going with Kirby.
I'm also going to go with Kirby. That's two clean sweeps.
Adventure, there's this one point to unlock like a dungeon. You had to do a figure eight around some palm trees or some shit.
Oh, God.
I didn't know how I was supposed to get to that dungeon. I didn't find it out forever.
The remake of it for Vita was much better. But, you know, they could have done a lot more with it, which is why Sword of Mana, in my opinion, is a better remake than more people get credit for, even though there's a lot of weird decisions being made in that game.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next matchup here. Speaking of Final Fantasy, Final Fantasy Legends versus Mario Tennis. I'm going to go first. I'm partial
to... This is all the Legends, right? So 1 through 3.
Yeah. I'm partial to Mario Tennis. I think it was a fantastic game.
I think it was just called Tennis, because Mario Tennis is a virtual game.
It could have been. It could have been just Tennis, but I like that game quite a bit. I think it's an underrated game.
Because the first Mario Tennis... was the M64.
They had it listed as Mario Tennis, but, you know, whatever, Tennis versus Final Fantasy Legends.
I think there might have been a Game Boy Color version of one of the Mario Tennis games post-64.
Yeah, there was.
I'm not sure if this is it or not.
There's a
was
Mario
the
Tennis...
Virtual Boy version just called Mario Tennis?
No, it's just called Virtual Boy Tennis.
Yeah.
Or Virtual Tennis, okay.
There's also a really fantastic Mario Tennis game on the game. What is that? The GameCube, which is really good. But anyways, Breakman,
maybe it was called Mario Clash. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
All right.
This one's easy for me. The Legends games. Okay. I thought they got better as they went along. They were a lot of fun.
All right, tiebreaker, Eric.
If you're a Saga fan, Legends 3 is an abomination. You should just play the remake of it on the DS, which never got localized, unfortunately.
So you're picking
neither did the remake of 2, which is also a crime.
All right, what you picking, Eric?
I'm gonna go with Legends series.
You guys suck.
I love being able to eat the monsters and become a monster, you know, or a robot or whatever else, depending on what you eat.
Well, the robot stats were dictated by the equipment that you put on it.
You guys are wrong, but that's okay. You guys are allowed to be wrong. All right, next matchup. Quirks versus Mega Man 5. Breakman, I pretty much know you're going to pick. Quirks.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember liking that game very much, actually.
Aspect made a bunch of weird games, that's all I can say.
Yeah.
Whereas Mega Man 5 was easily the best of the Game Boy game, Mega Man games. Because up until that point, it had been just, let's cut and paste some of the characters from the... NES games, where this one just let's make a completely new story, let's put some new enemies in there, some new game mechanics, like the attacking with the fist, for instance.
Yeah.
5 was just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I make my decision, I'm going to say Final Fantasy Legends, all 3 of those games to be bought on the Switch right now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Freak 5 says Legends.
Yeah, it's called Final Fantasy Legends Collection Saga or something like that.
Yeah, before you pick, Eric, I'm going to interrupt here, and just to be an asshole, I'm picking Quirks. So you're the tiebreaker.
Mega Man 5.
Oh, shit. I knew he was going to pick that. That's why I said that. But I would have picked Mega Man 5, too. I just wanted to be spiteful to Breakman.
Well, if he'd said Quirk at that point...
Oh, my God. That would have broke the internet, man. If Eric would have said Quirks, that would have been the greatest thing that's ever happened on this show. All right.
I never even played it, but it didn't look interesting to me based on Nintendo Power coverage.
Yeah. All right. Dr. Mario versus Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening. I'm going to go first on this one. Good thing Bernie's taking a snooze right now. I'm going to say Legend of Zelda, Link's Awakening. Okay, go, Breakman.
Dr. Mario on Game Boy is hard to play because there's no color.
Yeah.
I know. Well, that was the first of the Dr. Mario. I think that one came out before the NES version, didn't it?
No, the NES version came first.
Oh, okay. And it doesn't matter because I'm fucking not voting for that one. Sorry.
All right. I think it's
Link's
a clean sweep.
Link's Awakening might be my favorite Zelda game.
All right.
I love Link's Awakening.
And obviously you think Link, right, Eric?
Yeah.
All right. Next matchup, Pokemon series versus Donkey Kong. Eric, go. Freak says Link's Awakening, so he agrees. You can't break the internet. Chris Chan already did that a couple weeks ago. What?
Yeah, they went to jail.
Wow. Okay. I don't know that story, but maybe somebody can clue me in. But
I think Eric knows. He can clue you in.
All right. What happened?
I don't know everything myself, but basically they raped their elderly mother.
Ooh. Golly. Terrible. Okay. Way to bring the show down, Eric. But, you know.
You asked.
I know I did ask.
Well, I wouldn't have insinuated asking him if I knew it was going to go down that route.
I know. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know either. Wow.
That way to bring the show down there, Breakman. You son of a bitch. Anyways, Pokemon series versus Donkey Kong. Eric, go.
I'm going with the Pokemons, though I really like this version of Donkey Kong.
Okay, I'll put the pressure on Breakman. I pick Donkey Kong. What you picking, Breakman?
Oh man, we're gonna make a lot of people mad if Nintendo fans listen to this because that Donkey Kong on the Game Boy was fantastic.
Oh my God, Donkey Kong pulls off the biggest upset. Blame Breakman.
It took the old original Donkey Kong and then added a bunch of levels to it. It was so cool. They did so much awesome to it.
Wow, Chris finally found a boyfriend-free girlfriend. Ooh, yeah. I guess, man. Ooh. Okay, next matchup here, guys, because we got to...
I thought they transitioned, so isn't that wrong?
Yeah, it could be wrong.
Say that, Wayland.
It could be wrong. We got to move on here, guys. Legend of Zelda Oracle of Ages Seasons versus Great Greed. Let's see. Eric first. Ooh. Eric.
I never played Great Greed, so I'm going with Oracle Seasons.
Breakman?
Oracle of Ages and Seasons are probably a better combination of games. I mean, they're probably technically better, but I love Great Greed. Great Greed has a special place in my heart. You're fighting against, greed. And at the end, you get to marry whoever, and I think like there was a big message about environmentalism.
Frank, why do we have Wireland 2 listed twice?
Which one? Oh shit! Oh well, Donkey Kong gets a free pass on that one. I'll correct that next right here.
Only transition to pick up what?
That is scummy, Wireland. That's crazy.
That's a mental problem. If you're transitioning to a different gender just because you want to use it as a way to pick up somebody.
You know, like, Breakman.
People who transition are trapped in a different body.
Yeah, yeah.
This isn't just scummy. This is like a evil.
Yeah, that's a big problem. That's a big problem. Mm-hmm. Okay, we don't have the time to debate that guy. Sorry.
Great Greed. Just because.
But still, they transition, so isn't it still wrong to address them using the other gender name?
Yeah, Chris also.
Oh, I wasn't disagreeing with that.
Chris also believes that cartoons are merging into the... So he definitely has mental issues.
Whoa. What do you mean? They aren't?
Yeah. It's not Cool World, damn it.
No, I thought they were because apparently all the cartoon Machiavelli villains actually exist in real life. They're called the GOP and such.
So it's like Who Framed Roger Rabbit when they will peel off the rubber mask and they're all cartoons underneath.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn, I knew it.
Okay. I'm the tiebreaker here. Legend of Zelda, Oracle of Seasons. I'm with you, Breakman, on Great Greed, but there was a lot of misogyny from what I remember in that game. And
there probably was. I don't really remember a lot of it. I just
I think I'm going to go against you once again, Breakman, and pick Legend of Zelda.
Like I said, Oracle of Ages and Seasons are probably technically a better combination of games.
Yeah. Okay. Next matchup is a pass through for Donkey Kong Land series, so I'm just going to move them on because I listed Wario Land 2. I don't know how that happened. But, anyways, twice. Mole Mania versus Mega Man Dr. Wily's Revenge. Breakman, go.
I don't know what the whole Mole Mania is.
It was a fun, quirky game, man, from what I remember. Like, sort of like Snake mixed with Bomberman / I don't know. It was kind of like one of those type of games, but whatever.
So the weakest of the Mega Man games on the Game Boy versus Mole Mania game I never heard of. I guess I'm going to go Wily Wars.
Okay, Eric?
I'm going to go with Mole Mania because I have played it, and I have it on my 3DS. I just haven't really dived into it. I'd sooner play that than Wily's Revenge.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go
Wily's Revenge. I called it Wily War. You're right, Wily's Revenge.
Yeah, Wily's Revenge. I'm going to go with Mole Mania as well. So Mole Mania pulls off a yet another run. Will Mole Mania win the whole thing? Wow. Okay. Castlevania 2, Belmont's Revenge versus Operation C. I'm going to go first on this one. It's a no-brainer for me. Operation C I've heard nothing but I never played it, but I had no desire to play that game. Castlevania 2 for me. Breakman?
So wait, which one did you go with?
Castlevania 2.
You're going with Castlevania. The second one was a lot better than the first one. The first one had a terrible mechanic where every time you got hit, you lost your power-ups.
Yep.
Like, that was fucking stupid.
Yep.
I still don't think the second one that was that good of a game, though, whereas I thought Operation C actually kind of captured the feeling of Contra. It was a lot easier than a regular Contra game, but yeah. I still felt like it captured them. Operation C.
Wow, I'm surprised. Eric, you're the tiebreaker here.
I'm going Castlevania 2.
Yeah, the right choice. The right choice. Breakman had a brain fart there. I don't know what happened to Breakman's brain right there. But all right, next matchup we have for you, Kid Dracula versus Revenge of the Gator. Eric, go.
Kid Dracula.
I'm going with Revenge of the Gator. It was a nifty little puzzler from what I remember. So that means Breakman could probably get revenge on me right now.
I don't remember Revenge of the Gator. I don't know if I put it down or not.
All right.
But I know I hate Kid Dracula, so Revenge of the Gator.
Oh, he agrees with me. So Kid Dracula goes, down goes Dracula.
Yeah, right, that cake can eat me.
All right. Harvest Moon GB versus Pokemon Puzzle Chat. I'm going to go first on this one again. Or Puzzle Challenge, not chat. I didn't hear great things about Pokemon Puzzle Challenge, so I'm going to go with Harvest Moon Game Boy. What say you, Eric?
I'm a fan of puzzlers, so I'm all Pokemon Puzzle Challenge.
Okay, you're the tiebreaker.
I thought Puzzle Challenge was fun.
Which one?
Puzzle League's better than that, though.
Okay.
Well, yeah, Puzzle League is, but as far as the game, I thought Puzzle Challenge was fun.
So Breakman finally gets his revenge on me.
I've never played a Harvest Moon game.
Yeah, they're fun. They're Harvest Moon, but... all right, so
they don't appeal to me in any way.
I know. Okay.
So I gotta go Pokemon.
All right. Last matchup this week is DuckTales versus Super Mario Land 2. Breakman, you get the honors.
Well, DuckTales was kind of a fun version of the NES. It wasn't as good as the NES version, obviously, but for the Game Boy, it was a pretty decent take on it. So DuckTales versus what was the other one?
Super Mario Land 2.
Oh, Super Mario Land 2, which was the first no, that was the one with the rabbit ears, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Super Mario Land 2 was a lot better than the first one, but yeah. That's still, I mean, dog shit's better than Mario Land. still, I think I had more fun with Mario Land 2. Going Mario Land 2.
Yeah, Mario Land 2 is really fun. Okay, Wyland, real quick. The funniest. So I'm gonna go with Mario Land 2 as well. Okay. So that moves on, right, Eric?
Yeah.
Yep. Wyland says the funniest thing, the quote unquote funniest thing about this Chris Chan debacle was seeing Tucker Carlson try to cover it. Yeah, crossover I never expected. Yeah, that's wow.
I hate that guy.
Yeah. Okay, so there's the matchups for next. Week, you all. God, I'd have to say Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening is probably the favorite. If I had a dark horse, though, I would say Dragon Warrior 3 might be my dark horse. So, okay.
I'm with you on Link's Awakening. My dark horse. I am going to go with Belmont's Revenge.
Oh, okay. That's a decent one, too, man. Cool. Okay. Who would you say, Eric?
Dragon Warrior 3.
Yeah. Okay. You know, Eric, if we conspire, we can make Dragon Warrior 3 the champion just by, conspiring. I'm just saying,
It's terrible when you don't even have to hide it. You're just going to flat out say it. Like, this is what I got to deal with, people. You hear this? Like, I'm not even going to show up next week. This is ridiculous.
I never agreed to anything.
You didn't agree to it, man. I'm just suggesting. I'm just trying to
the back and vote for whatever break votes for.
I have not had one.
We're now Survivor.
In all the times we've been, in all the times I've been doing these, we've been doing these tournaments, guys. My favorite game has not won, not one of them. So there's no conspiring here, man. If anything, they're conspiring against me to make sure my favorite doesn't move on. So
he says his favorite doesn't always win, but it usually is. Like, you don't know what he's doing behind closed doors.
No, it's because his favorite game isn't on the Game Boy. It's Dragon Quest VIII.
Yeah, that's true. If they could put Dragon Quest VIII on the Game Boy, I'd probably vote for that.
A D-make of 8.
Yeah, D-make of 8.
See, he hated the Game Boy because he couldn't even put them, like, 1, 2, and 3 together and get 8. Like, tried
yeah,
that
you put 3,
work.
2, and 1 together and still equals 7, which is pretty good, but not nearly what 8 was. But yeah, okay, man. All right, that's all we got this week. Let's do our plug so I can get the hell out of here and get Bernie onto her meeting of death. Breakman, plug away.
Hungry.
It's food time.
Wow, look at Breakman. Look at this. Breakman is seriously learning that harmonica. I'm impressed, Breakman. I hate the harmonica. But
courses.
Wow, right on.
You took the great courses, didn't you?
Wow, he took the TED Talk on harmonica playing, man. That's fantastic. Right on. I like that.
Harmonica
little
for Dummies book, too. Yeah.
All right, plug away, Breakman. Come on.
You can follow me at... Oh, shit, I keep wanting to say that, but I don't... Oh, is that like a permanent suspension? Will I ever get that account back, or is that just gone?
I don't know, man. I don't know if you're just permanently suspended or what. You should appeal to Twitter or whatever, man. I don't know.
I don't care that much. Twitter won't last forever. Yeah. It's something else. Anyways, I've had fun. I've been fine with RP Grinders. I've been trying not to stir up too much controversy.
Yeah, you're fine, man. I haven't seen anything.
I think everything I've said is within what we would agree on,
yeah,
for the most part.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen anything that you've said that's been bad, so, you know, just whatever. All right, what you got, Breakman?
That's it.
Mrs.
Know, follow me on RP Grinders, that's it.
Yep, at RP Grinders. And make sure to send Breakman questions. He loves especially the really tough sex questions, you know. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can do some transition questions for him. He'll be more than happy to help you out with that. Freak Five says, Mrs. Freak.
I don't recommend transitioning to get with somebody else. That's not the best
thing. Freak Five says, Mrs. Freak made steak and twice baked potatoes for dinner tonight. Oh, Jesus, Freak Five. Dungeon says, Breaks harmonica skill levels up. And Freak Five says he watched a YouTube video. I think that's true, Freak Five. He watched a few YouTube videos. All right, Eric. Like, yeah. Eric, you're up.
I didn't get to write any reviews or do any honor reviews this week because I was either dead tired and I just wanted to relax when I got home because it was so hot this week.
Yeah. We just talked about that, man. It's hot everywhere.
But I'm going to definitely do something tomorrow.
Okay.
Because my obsession with Dark Souls has subsided for the time being. Because all I have to do now is just to get that platinum.
Yeah, man. Damn, you've been hitting that game hard, man. What you got left for the platinum real quick, Eric?
Or the max gamer score. Getting all the rings and getting all the spells, which involves getting all the items for ranking up Covenant so you can get
Jesus.
Those items.
Yeah, that's. I know it's a tough one. All right, anything else, Eric?
Especially since the drop rates are so abysmal for those items. Yeah. But that involves two more playthroughs, which shouldn't take long because I'm already strong enough to do that. I'm just probably going to skip the DLC. Maybe do the DLC during this run so I have a little extra oomph going in. But,
yeah.
Other than that... I write reviews on BostonBastardBrigade.com. Like I said, the audio reviews are on the feed. And there's going to be a couple more tomorrow, hopefully. And if you like what I do there or at the other place, you can support me on my Patreon. And the link to that is in my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG.
All right. Wyland says, I need to get back to Dark Souls 2. I'm at the boss of the second DLC. Breakman, yeah, you should get back to Gears 5, man. So I can do, yeah.
The only other things I haven't done in Dark Souls 3 or 2 or or in the original, it would be the original. I haven't done a strength run. I'm kind of in the middle of that, but I don't know when I'm going to get back to that. Mm-hmm. But I haven't done a faith run, and I haven't done pyromancy runs or dexterity runs for Dark Souls.
You should do a roll only run.
No, you can't attack anything that way. Unless you put that one armor on, the armor of thorns.
Yeah, do that and do a roll only way, man. All right, Diablo 2 Resurrection beta looks great. It looks pretty good, Dungeon, for sure. Okay, real quickly, you can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on all the systems, RP Grinders, whether it's PS5, 4, whatever, Switch, Xbox. I don't have a X Series X yet, but I will get one. Other than that, I think that's about. Oh, yeah, go out and get some bottles of water and keep them in your car. You know, hopefully you got.
Yeah, I can't give a crap about Diablo 2 Resurrection because I can't give a crap about Activision Blizzard.
Yeah, that's true too.
I would like to say I forgot to add that in my suite. Actually, I fired a few of the guys, which is a good start.
A few.
Yeah, they need to.
The ones that matter.
Good yeah. start.
They need to fire Kotick for sure. They need to fire everybody at the top of Activision, Blizzard, and a bunch of those people. So, anyways, I think that's about it. Follow Regan Benson's channel. She does a lot of good work with the homeless here in Denver. So, if you and there's a link to donate if you guys have a few extra bucks, please donate. She's in dire need of money to help the homeless out here in Denver. So would really appreciate if you guys could do that. And that's about all I got. You guys got anything else?
Axiom Verge 2 is out for those who are interested.
Oh, God, I love that game.
I think it's not on sale right now, isn't it? Like there was a release discount for all those games.
It's like $18 instead of the normal 20.
So good. It's worth 20. It's going to be worth $20. I know it. That first game was outstanding, man. Did you play the first one, Break?
No.
Oh God, so good! You should buy that immediately.
Yeah, I might buy the PS4 version for $20, then get the cart for the Switch version bundle of 1 and 2.
Yeah. Okay. You guys have anything else here? Break? Anything else?
No.
All right. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we are out. Later, everybody.
I'm ready for a food quest. And I'm gonna order a pizza.
Order In and Out.
I'm gonna puke.
Why?
I'm so nervous.
What? Why is Bernie so nervous?
Because I made a deal with the devil.
You made a deal with the devil?
Oh, damn.
just beat him. Beat it. That's no problem. All you gotta do is beat him in a rock battle.
Yeah, just beat him in a rap battle. What? Wait, hold on.